Heavenly Father, we are only midway through our first week, and already things are piling up. There is much to do, people to see, and meetings to attend. Direct us along the path you would have us take, and help us to pursue and do the things that are necessary and right. Then our future journey has no fear, for you will sustain us and stand with us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, third day, Tuesday, January 12, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Johnson.
President, I have some guests I'd like to introduce. Thank you, Mr. President. On the side gallery, we have some members from the Missouri Association of Assessors. If they'd stand up, please. The president of the association is Laura Pope from McDonald County. Mark Reynolds from my home county is the vice president of the association from Johnson County. Dean Dorman from Pettis County and Mike Dobson from Lafayette County. I'd like for the Senate to make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the assessors here from across the state. The senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce to my left my intern for the year, Ross Carter, who is a student at Truman State, formerly known as Northeast Missouri State University.
Welcome, Ross Carter. The senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce special guests, I have some special guests with me today. Here in the lower gallery off to your left. They're from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and they're all good businessmen and, more importantly, employ a number of people in Poplar Bluff in southeast Missouri. And they've made the trip to Jefferson City to let their voice be heard and to participate in a rally that's going on later today. But it is an honor and a pleasure to introduce these gentlemen. Eddie Justice, Joe Clark, Herman Stiles, Steve Boyer, David Leibla, Danny Whitley. Danny is the chief of police there in Poplar Bluff, Jared Murphy and Doug Leibla, and I would like the Senate to give them a warm welcome.
We're glad to have all our guests from Butler County here today. Quite a few good friends of mine in that group I joined in the introduction. Senator from Webster, are you seeking recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, I have guests.
Proceed, Senator.
On my left, your right, we have Stephen Sneed, his wife Jackie, and their son Will. Now, Mr. President, this is one of the people that come and serve this state, and this gentleman has just gone on the State Lottery Commission, was tickled to death to sponsor him, and as the President Pro Tem said this morning, this is a lifeblood for this state, especially given the monetary needs that we really have now and our shortcomings. Will is an eighth grader, I believe, at Rogersville, and they live at Turner's, which is a beautiful place. I mean, there's Clydesdales out that way. It's just a beautiful drive. We appreciate you serving, appreciate you coming, and I'd ask the Senate to welcome.
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Webster here today. Senator from 24th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest. On the bench to your left and my right, we have the doctor of the day, Dr. Todd Bailey. He is an anesthesiologist in St. Louis, and I would ask the Senate to make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the doctor of the day with us. Thank you for being here. Further introduction, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction, special guest. Today we have, just a reminder, we have the Senate seminars continuing. We have one immediately on adjournment at 10:30, and we're going to talk about some of the opportunities and challenges around ethics legislation. We have HIT, Health Information Technology, at 1 o'clock, and then we have a census presentation at 2:45. But the folks that I have asked to come in and help us discuss the ethics issue are from NCSL. One of the things that, as I became president of pro tem of the Senate, wanted to make maximum advantage of the folks that we have worked with at NCSL. They're great resources. Most of you heard the presentation on healthcare and what was happening at the national level. That's the kind of information they can provide to us. So joining us this afternoon, this morning, will be Peggy Kearns and Natalie Wood. They're over on my left. I think they'll have a very engaging and interesting presentation. I would urge everybody to join us, and I would ask that the Senate join me in welcoming our folks from NCSL.
We're very delighted to have the guests of Senator from Buchanan with us here today. Let's welcome them. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Is the senator from the second seeking recognition? Concurrent resolutions. The senator from the 15th.
I have two concurrent resolutions.
Send both forward. You care to explain the first one, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. The first concurrent resolution calls on our United States Congress to enact and amend our Constitution to require a balanced budget amendment. Other than the fact that we have a $12 trillion national debt, that's $87 billion a month and $120 million a day on the debt service alone, it needs no further explanation. So it has to be printed in the journal.
It shall be printed. How about the second one, sir?
The second concurrent resolution, Mr. President, is calling on our Attorney General to join the other Attorneys General across the country challenging this Nebraska compromise whereby one state, Nebraska, does not have to make its Medicaid payments and held harmless by the other states, which violates fundamental principles of fairness. And we're asking our Attorney General to investigate the constitutionality and legality of this so-called Nebraska compromise. It would ask to be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. It will be printed.
Thank you.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that it be printed in the journal and referred to committee.
It will be printed. Do you care to explain it, sir?
This calls on to repeal Missouri's support for a constitutional convention that was passed in 1983 out of concern that they would be unable to control the topics and they could cause irreparable damage to our Constitution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
President, first of all, I'd like to make a I have a bill, but I also would like to make a motion first. I need unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 582.
The senator from Franklin makes his second unanimous consent request this year to withdraw a bill. Does any
Everybody
senator
loves
object?
My legislation, you know.
For what purpose does Senator from the third seek recognition?
Does the senator
from Franklin yield? He yields, you may inquire.
Do I need to put this on the agenda that it's going to be a daily event, that you're going to withdraw a bill every day?
At the rate we're going, probably.
Would you like to put it in between resolutions and petitions and put the senator's withdrawal in there, or just...
Just put it a regular place.
Mr. President, I don't have any objection.
Does any senator object? Seeing none, Senate Bill 583 will be withdrawn.
582. Yes.
Is withdrawn. Send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It needs no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 755, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to transportation development districts.
Introduction of bill, Senator from 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 756, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to local government publication requirements.
Senator.
Mr. President, it's self-explanatory. Thank you.
Senator from 2nd.
President, I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 757, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the oversight of public funds.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the same thing that I tried to pass last year that was vetoed. This creates the Stimulus Oversight Committee that pretty much mirrors what the federal government has. This is Missouri's version, so we can have oversight on how the money is being spent and after it's spent to make sure that it's not being riddled with waste, fraud, and abuse.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 758, introduced by Senators Roop and Keveney, an act relating to interstate compact agencies.
Senator.
This deals with allowing Metro in St. Louis to do some different type of bonding. Thank you.
Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I have an assortment of bills.
How many, Senator?
One, two, three, I believe five. I am not always organized, Mr. President.
Senator, send your entire legislative package forward at this time.
There's three. That's four. Five. President, they are all self-explanatory as well.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 759, introduced by Senators Green and Keveney, an act relating to the Missouri Securities Act.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 760, introduced by Senators Green and Keveney, an act relating to securities regulation.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 761, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to bargaining for public employees.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 762, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Is this the fifth?
He's got another one after this.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 763, introduced by Senators Green and Cunningham, an act relating to stormwater management.
Read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill 764, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to crane safety.
Senator from Monroe.
Two bills, Mr. President.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 765, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to a tax credit for equity investments in qualified Missouri businesses.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 766, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to private investigations for farm commodities.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills, none of which I really need to explain.
Send your three bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 30, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to voter approval requirements for taxes.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 767, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to funds for courtroom renovation and technology enhancement.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 768, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to payment of tuition for certain non-resident students in certain school districts.
Introduction of bills, Senator from St. Clair.
Mr. President, I have a number of bills here. They're all very good. They do not need to be explained.
How many in number, Senator?
I think about five.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 769, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to sales tax for trade-in or exchange transactions.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 770, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to supplemental insurance policies.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 771, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to religious freedom.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 772, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to depositories for public funds.
Read the fifth bill.
Whoops, this one already has a number. Senate Bill 773, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to the minimum time for holding investments in the Missouri Higher Education Savings Program.
Senator from 23rd.
Bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 774, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to international transactions.
Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 775, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to Department of Mental Health Protection Measures.
Mr. President, any chance of getting 777 on that bill?
You're too short, Senator.
Well, I've been told that before, Mr. President. No explanation. Thank you, sir.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go back to introduction of special guests for
introduction of guests.
Recognize the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. Have joining us today, Drew Damp, who is the nephew of the lovely and vivacious Secretary of the Senate, Mrs. Terry Spieler. He is joining us to see government action. Would ask that he please rise, and we're glad to have you today.
We're delighted to have Ms. Spieler's nephew here. Senator?
Why don't we go to Senator from Buchanan? And if he would prefer us to do announcements while everybody's here, if it's going to be a lot of referrals.
Announcements.
Why don't we go to announcements, Mr.
Announcements.
President? Mr. President, I've got an announcement. if you'll recognize me.
You're recognized.
What we're going to do is do the announcements now so you guys can get out of here so that our president pro dem can refer bills. So any other announcements? Go ahead.
Announcements.
Then, Mr. President, if you would go to the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, we're on the order of business. Second reading.
Second reading of Senate bill, okay. Senator from Buchanan.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. First, I would refer Senate Concur Resolution number 35 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Before I get going on second reading, though, just remind people we have the Senate seminar getting ready to start. This is a long list. Do what?
For what purpose does the Senator from Saline seek recognition?
Ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, on my right and your left, we have Youth with Vision from North Kansas City, led by Vicki Ward. These young folks do a tremendous job with their peers and would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Saline from North Kansas City with us here today. Let's welcome them.
Senator from Buchanan.
I thought we'd get to May 15th before nobody would remember who I was. So, Mr. President, we're on the order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Just a reminder to the body, this is all that the floor leader said we're going to do. If you want to head down to the Senate committee room number 2 for the Senate seminar, go on down because I'll go through these as fast as we can. Mr. President, Senate Bill 577.
Senate Bill 577, an act relating to ethics.
Rules, Senate Bill 578.
Senate Bill 578, an act relating to port authorities.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 579.
Senate Bill 579, an act relating to prohibited activities by Kansas City police officers.
General Law, Senate Bill 580.
Senate Bill 580, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Jobs, Senate Bill 581.
Senate Bill 581, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Jobs, Senate Bill 583.
Senate Bill 583, an act relating to the regulation of the insurance market for the protection of senior citizens.
Small Business, Senate Bill 584.
Senate Bill 584, an act relating to the reauthorization of certain tax credit programs.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 585.
Senate Bill 585, an act relating to the authority to construct, maintain, and operate toll facilities.
Transportation, Senate Bill 586.
Senate Bill 586, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 587.
Senate Bill 587, an act relating to the 10th Amendment Commission.
General Law, Senate Bill 588.
Senate Bill 588, an act relating to projected property tax liability notices for certain counties.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 589.
Senate Bill 589, an act relating to disqualification of candidates for public office.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 590.
Senate Bill 590, an act relating to conducted energy devices.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 591.
Senate Bill 591, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 592.
Senate Bill 592, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 593.
Senate Bill 593, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Financial, Senate Bill 594.
Senate Bill 594, an act relating to adoption records.
Health, Senate Bill 596.
Senate Bill 596, an act relating to Show Me Small Business Districts.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 597.
Senate Bill 597, an act relating to state contracts.
Financial, Senate Bill 598.
Senate Bill 598, an act relating to the acceptance of installment payments for certain property taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 599.
Senate Bill 599, an act relating to the Vocational Enterprises Program.
Financial, Senate Bill 600.
Senate Bill 600, an act relating to access to the dome of the state capitol.
General Law, Senate Bill 602.
Senate Bill 602, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Health, Senate Bill 603.
Senate Bill 603, an act relating to school enrollment.
Education, Senate Bill 604.
Senate Bill 604, an act relating to major water users.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 605.
Senate Bill 605, an act relating to county classification.
Jobs, Senate Bill 606.
Senate Bill 606, an act relating to comprehension day rehabilitation services under the MoHealthNet program.
Health, Senate Bill 607.
Senate Bill 607, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Health, Senate Bill 608.
Senate Bill 608, an act relating to tax credits for certain contributors.
Government accountability, Senate Bill 609.
Senate Bill 609, an act relating to election judges.
Financial, Senate Bill 610.
Senate Bill 610, an act relating to employee password protection.
Commerce, Senate Bill 611.
Senate Bill 611, an act relating to standards for window coverings in child care facilities and foster homes.
Health, Senate Bill 612.
Senate Bill 612, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 613.
Senate Bill 613, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps.
Senate Bill 6, Progress and Development, Senate Bill 614.
Senate Bill 614, an act relating to anti-bullying policies.
Education, Senate Bill 615.
Senate Bill 615, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Health, Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill 616, an act relating to faith-based community health centers.
Senate Bill 616, Health. Senate Bill 616, is that the one we just did? Mm-hmm. Okay, Senate Bill 617.
Senate Bill 617, an act relating to sexual-oriented businesses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 618.
Senate Bill 618, an act relating to insurance coverage for diagnosis and treatment of autism
spectrum disorders. Small business, Senate Bill 619.
Senate Bill 619, an act relating to commercial zones.
Jobs, Senate Bill 620.
Senate Bill 620, an act relating to the 45th Judicial Court Circuit.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 621.
Senate Bill 621, an act relating to digital cadastral parcel mapping.
Commerce, Senate Bill 622.
Senate Bill 622, an act relating to pesticide registration.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 623.
Senate Bill 623, an act relating to sales tax refunds.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 624.
Senate Bill 624, an act relating to downtown revitalization, preservation, and redevelopment projects.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 625.
Senate Bill 625, an act relating to child care subsidies.
Health, Senate Bill 626.
Senate Bill 626, an act relating to human rights.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 627.
Senate Bill 627, an act relating to immunizations against the human papillomavirus.
Health, Senate Bill 628.
Senate Bill 628, an act relating to county inventory.
Jobs, Senate Bill 629.
Senate Bill 629, an act relating to the Missouri Healthy Workplace Recognition Program.
Financial, Senate Bill 630.
Senate Bill 630, an act relating to manufactured homes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 631.
Senate Bill 631, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders.
Education, Senate Bill 632.
Senate Bill 632, an act relating to dogfighting.
Can we back up? Can you read the description on 631?
631, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders.
Senate Bill 632.
Senate Bill 632, an act relating to dogfighting.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 633.
Senate Bill 633, an act relating to telephone calls.
Commerce. Flip the page too fast. Senate Bill 634.
Senate Bill 634, an act relating to a tax credit for homes built under green build standards.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 635.
Senate Bill 635, an act relating to a tax credit for processed biomass engineered fiber fuel.
Government accountability, Senate Bill 636.
Senate Bill 636, an act relating to the payment of health insurance claims.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 637.
Senate Bill 637, an act relating to the use of automated photo red light enforcement systems by local governments.
Transportation, Senate Bill 638.
Senate Bill 638, an act relating to taxes to fund emergency services.
Jobs, Senate Bill 639.
Senate Bill 639, an act relating to MoHealth net fraud.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 640.
Senate Bill 640, an act relating to transportation development districts.
Transportation, Senate Bill 641.
Senate Bill 641, an act relating to charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 642.
Senate Bill 642, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of health care revenues.
Small business, Senate Bill 643.
Senate Bill 643, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force.
General Law, Senate Bill 644.
Senate Bill 644, an act relating to taxes to fund tourism and convention centers.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 645.
Senate Bill 645, an act relating to the repeal and reduction of certain committees and commissions.
Financial, Senate Bill 646.
Senate Bill 646, an act relating to criminally negligent storage of a firearm.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 647.
Senate Bill 647, an act relating to equal employment practices.
Parks and Development, Senate Bill 648.
Senate Bill 648, an act relating to campaign contribution limits.
Rules, Senate Bill 649.
Senate Bill 649, an act relating to the designation of Girl Scout Day.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 650.
Senate Bill 650, an act relating to brachial plexus injuries.
Health, Senate Bill 651.
Senate Bill 651, an act relating to advanced voting.
Financial, Senate Bill 652.
Senate Bill 652, an act relating to jury trials and termination of parental rights proceedings.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 653.
Senate Bill 653, an act relating to the shock incarceration program.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 654.
Senate Bill 654, an act relating to the Missouri Special Needs Scholarship Tax Credit Program.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 655.
Senate Bill 655, an act relating to the regulation of methamphetamine precursor substances.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 657.
Senate Bill 657, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Transportation, Senate Bill 658.
Senate Bill 658, an act relating to sales tax exemption for farm products sold at farmers markets.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 659.
Senate Bill 659, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions for non-domestic game birds sold for hunting.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 660.
Senate Bill 660, an act relating to the unlawful use of weapons.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 661.
Senate Bill 661, an act relating to smoking prevention and cessation.
Commerce, Senate Bill 662.
Senate Bill 662, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Commerce, Senate Bill 663.
Senate Bill 663, an act relating to telephone calls.
Commerce, Senate Bill 664.
Senate Bill 664, an act relating to dogfighting.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 665.
Senate Bill 665, an act relating to the military leave of public employees.
Veterans, Senate Bill 666.
Senate Bill 666, an act relating to accessibility of offices in the state capitol.
Financial, Senate Bill 667.
Senate Bill 667, an act relating to the Seed Availability and Competition Act.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 668.
Senate Bill 668, an act relating to the imposition of a transient guest tax by certain cities.
Jobs, Senate Bill 669.
Senate Bill 669, an act relating to a sales tax to fund public safety improvements.
Jobs, Senate Bill 670.
Senate Bill 670, an act relating to the compromise of taxes and penalties for properties subject to certain actions as abandoned property.
Jobs, Senate Bill 671.
Senate Bill 671, an act relating to property taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 672.
Senate Bill 672, an act relating to teacher tenure.
Education, Senate Bill 673.
Senate Bill 673, an act relating to unemployment.
Financial, Senate Bill 674.
Senate Bill 674, an act relating to deposits required by public utilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 675.
Senate Bill 675, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force.
General Law, Senate Bill 676.
Senate Bill 676, an act relating to the prostate cancer pilot program.
Health, Senate Bill 677.
Senate Bill 677, an act relating to alternate rate schedules.
Commerce, Senate Bill 678.
Senate Bill 678, an act relating to billboards.
Transportation, Senate Bill 679.
Senate Bill 679, an act relating to third-party candidates.
Financial, Senate Bill 680.
Senate Bill 680, an act relating to hazardous substance releases.
Commerce, Senate Bill 681.
Senate Bill 681, an act relating to duty-free zones.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 682.
Senate Bill 682, an act relating to the Land Assemblage Tax Credit Program.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Motion from the Senator from St. Francis. If any of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.